Welcome back to Word of the Day. Today we're putting out some lexical feelers for a little-known term that gives name to a very familiar item. The word is vibrissa. That's spelled V-I-B-R-I-S-S-A. Vibrissa is a noun meaning one of the stiff, bristly hairs growing about the mouth of certain animals as a whisker of a cat. You'll more often encounter the term in the plural, pronounced vibrissi, similar to how we use the plural whiskers. Here's vibrissi used in National Geographic on March 27, 2015, in an article by Riley Black. Whiskers, technically called vibrissi in mammals, are an important part of my cat's sensory arrays. When Margarita abruptly tears across the apartment for reasons I can only speculate about, her whiskers can tell her if she's cutting too close to a wall so that she doesn't run headlong into the doorway. The spelling of the plural noun comes from Latin, where the term was used only once in a work by Sextus Pompeius Festus, a Roman grammarian and lexicographer who flourished in the late 2nd century AD. Festus defines vibrissi as the nose hairs of a human being, so called because when they are pulled out, the head shakes. The word does, in fact, derive from the Latin verb meaning to shake, the source of the English verb vibrate. The human sense of vibrissa outlined by Festus was the original meaning in English in the late 17th century, but it is no longer common. The more general zoological and ornithological meaning arose in the first half of the 19th century. The singular form vibrissa first appears in English in the first quarter of the 19th century. For more good word vibrations, cat-footed on over to Word of the Day by Dictionary.com.